From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Weapons from the U.S. The United States says it is speeding up weapons deliveries to the Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi fighters in Yemen. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday the U.S. is also stepping up intelligence sharing with anti-Houthi alliance. Also Tuesday, the International Committee of the Red Cross said a plane carrying medical personnel has landed in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. A World Health Organization spokesman announced the number of casualties so far in Yemen.
More than 540 people, 540, have been killed and some 1,700 others wounded by the violence in Yemen since 19 March.
The Red Cross continued to warn of a catastrophic situation in Yemen's main southern city of Aden. U.S. President Barack Obama is rejecting a call by Israel that any final nuclear agreement with Iran include a clear and unambiguous Iranian commitment of Israel's right to exist. President Obama discussed that issue during an interview Monday with National Public Radio.
The notion that we would condition Iran not getting nuclear weapons in a verifiable deal on Iran recognizing Israel is really akin to saying that we won't sign a deal unless the nature of the Iranian regime completely transforms. And that is, I think, a fundamental misjudgment.
Mr. Obama called the framework agreement with Iran a good deal. The VOA Somali service has learned that the Kenyan government has frozen the bank accounts of 86 entities and individuals it suspects of financing terrorism. The reported move is designed to choke the flow of money to the group Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. The French government Tuesday decided to declassify documents related to the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. The files from the archives of former French President François Mitterrand will be made available to researchers. France has denied accusations that it had a role in the massacre of 800,000 people in Rwanda in 1994, even though it supported the Hutu-led government that carried out the killings of ethnic Tutsis. U.S. Senator Rand Paul has announced he is seeking the Republican nomination for president in 2016. The 52-year-old libertarian announced his candidacy to cheering supporters in Kentucky, where he is a first-term senator.
We've come to take our country back from the special interests that use Washington as their personal piggy bank. The special interests that are more concerned with their personal welfare than the general welfare.
Paul becomes the second announced Republican presidential candidate after another conservative first-termer, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, announced. President Barack Obama today said global warming is not just affecting the weather but also harming the health of Americans. The president made the remarks during a visit with the U.S. Surgeon General to Howard University Hospital. He was at the facility to talk to health experts. The White House acknowledged Tuesday that the classified computer systems at the presidential offices are vulnerable to hackers. Top advisor Ben Rhodes made the remarks in response to media reports that Russian hackers got access to sensitive White House information. Rhodes would not confirm that sensitive information was accessed, nor comment on where the threat originated.
We don't confirm cyber intrusions. We've spoken to the fact that there was an event last year. We have classified systems that are secure, and we take regular precautions to secure our unclassified networks as well.
White House advisor Ben Rhodes. The U.S. Homeland Security Department says there is no indication that widespread power outages today in Washington and its suburbs were linked to malicious activity. The outages affecting the White House, the State Department, and other government sites were quickly attributed to an explosion at a power plant in the neighboring state of Maryland. The human rights group Amnesty International says the Afghan government is doing nothing to stop violence against women in the country. Amnesty Tuesday released a report titled Their Lives on the Line. The report says women facing threats of violence range from rights activists, politicians, lawyers, journalists, and teachers. It said women in the police force are under threat, where sexual harassment and bullying is rife and almost always goes unpunished. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.